Hi, we're here with Bruce Monrad, Chairman and Portfolio Manager of Northeast Investors Trust, ticker symbol NTHEX. Bruce is among the most experienced fund managers in the country, having run Northeast Investors Trust for 30 years. Bruce specializes in high-yield bonds, and there have been some interesting developments in that space recently. Bruce, let's start out with the trade war that's heating up with China. Clearly, the stock market is getting nervous. We saw the Dow suffer one of its worst one-day losses this year recently when tariffs were ratcheted up. How has high yield reacted to that news?
High yield was correlated very much with equities during this period. So high yield sold off in tandem, albeit at a somewhat muted rate.
Bruce, how has your fund reacted to the news? Your fund seems to react somewhat countercyclically to the rest of the high yield space, or at least it has historically.
That's right. The last couple of weeks, we've been fine. Our portfolio has a very low correlation with other markets, and so we've been up actually, notwithstanding the weakness in other markets.
Recently, we've seen some analysts downgrade high yield ETFs based on the trade war news. I'm wondering if you could explain why a prolonged trade war with China might be bad news for high yield specifically.
Trade wars and other geopolitical events introduce uncertainty, and so that's generally bad for markets and for the economy. With regard to the trade war specifically, it would very much disrupt supply chains and the like. So, an escalated trade war would be something that would be of some concern.
Could a trade war affect high yield in other ways? For instance, if higher costs in consumer goods and raw materials start to lead to higher inflation, how would you expect that to affect bonds in general and high yield specifically?
I think most of the impact would be on a case-by-case basis, that is to say, in affecting companies individually. I'm not so sure that there would be a direct CPI slash an inflation impact on Federal Reserve behavior. Now, having said that, if the economy is weak as a result of the trade war, then that would play into the Fed's behavior.
Speaking of the Fed, would the Fed be more inclined to ease if we start to see signs of a slowdown in the global economy sparked by this trade war? Obviously, we're talking about China, which is a major engine for the global economy. And if that's the case, if the Fed does start to ease sooner rather than later as a result of this, could that be actually good news for high yield?
Yeah, the Fed is certainly watching what's going on in all these geopolitical events, and they do subscribe to the view that a trade war would be bad for the economy. And so, it definitely is more likely that the Fed would ease if these things got out of control.
Bruce, let's take a step back. Can you remind us of your general thoughts on high yield as an asset class right now and what your opinions are of the opportunities in this space?
More broadly, we could say that this is a Goldilocks environment for high yield. That is to say, slow enough growth that the Fed is not raising rates, but a strong enough economy such that spreads stay tight and there aren't any credit issues.
And how confident are you that the economy will remain supportive of this of high yield in this way? How confident are you that the backdrop will remain, maybe not necessarily in a Goldilocks environment, but at least good enough to keep high yield going?
In the absence of a shock, one of these geopolitical events, whether it be trade war, Brexit, European elections, in the absence of something emanating from a source like that, we're very constructive on the economy. We really do think that things are fine. And we're in the middle of earnings season now, and so we've been listening to CEOs for the last couple of weeks, and they all seem very constructive on their businesses at this point.
Of course, there have been some voices on Wall Street who are openly worrying about corporate debt and the state of the corporate bond market right now. For instance, you have Steve Eisman, who was famous for his role in the book and the film The Big Short, who recently said that in the next recession, he would expect that the corporate bond market to bear much of the pain of that downturn. And I'm wondering if you would agree or disagree.
Big sectors for the investment grade market would include banks, AT&T, and GE. And while some of them are triple B rated, I'm not sure that their fortunes are tied to that of the economy. We take the banks, and I'm not sure that there's a catalyst to cause spreads to widen out as that happened back in the prior decade. And then with regard to AT&T, I'm not so sure that that's an economically sensitive credit. So I'm not really sure I would agree that, we've got a bunch of widget companies that are going to see their earnings come up. So I'm not sure we're going to see negative results, negative profit comparisons for that sector.
That said, Bruce, are you doing anything specific in your portfolio right now to prepare for the next recession, or is it still too soon to make that kind of move?
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, we've kept the maturities in our portfolio very short, and we're really happy with the way it's structured. Again, our base case is that there will not be a recession, but just in case spreads widen out, you know, we're set up for that. And on the other hand, if the economy is off to the races, then we're set up in case the yield curve reprices higher. So with the yield curve being so flat at this point, we think your risk reward is best accomplished at the short end of the curve, and that you're really not getting paid for taking extra risk at the long end of the curve.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts, Bruce. That was Bruce Monrad, Chairman and Portfolio Manager of Northeast Investors Trust, ticker symbol NTHEX. Thanks.